Yeah. Quick. We're in and we're out. Analytics yes. be damned.
Analytics showed nobody wants to hear the theme song.
No. If you want to hear it and you're just an audio listener, you can sing it or you can listen to an old show and then come back to this one.
Yeah. Start, go back, give yourself a solid minute, sing it, then jump right in at the fucking end.
We got 300 and something episodes of full-length theme songs. We're saying, you know what? It's holding us back. Full-length theme songs.
The analytics tell us that.
If you're out there listening, the hot peppers of the world, and you know the musicians, you want to make us a nice 5 to 10 second jingle, we'll take them.
That crams in
a lot of power.
All that the Danish and O'Neill podcast encompasses.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Hard assignment.
I know. I have another assignment for people listening to the show. Is anybody well-versed in deepfakes? Anybody?
Yes, we need help.
I went to Aaron, the guy everybody calls the magician of the internet.
Yeah, he told us he didn't know. He faked it.
He didn't just say that. He said, go fuck yourself.
He deepfaked us. I was like, oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so if anybody knows how to, because we know two MMA legends
yeah.
that are trying to start a podcast.
GSP and Nick Diaz are in talks. They've agreed to do it. We just need a little help production-wise yeah. to help them do it. So please, if you know yeah. how to do it, hit us up.
Only the well-versed.
Yeah.
Only the well-versed. Don't give me any of your bullshit. Don't pull an Aaron on me.
Yeah, don't Aaron us.
Say, I know exactly how to do it, and then, hey, Aaron, I can't get a hold of you for 3 weeks.
I got a mystery that's...
By the way, that didn't happen. Aaron's a great
four
guy.
Weeks.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks.
I got a mystery that's been plaguing me lately.
What happened?
So I take a highway. Today I saw it.
Took a highway.
To get here, I take a highway.
Why
do you it's
take
a mystery.
Surface street, like 40 miles away.
It's hard. But there's a highway that you get to the split where it goes to one highway and then another. So I yeah. get off to go on another highway on the ramp. It's if you're watching the video, very curvy ramp.
Okay. Dude, now you're giving people, you're letting them know where you live.
Yeah, I am. They know. They can see it.
It's the curvy ramp.
So there's
in
LA. A bridge. And there's a cop who somehow gets behind, like under this bridge on the ramp in this weird section. I don't know what he's doing. I see him there almost 50% of the time I take this highway. What the fuck? You couldn't speed there if you wanted to.
Maybe he's there.
I'm like, is he jerking sleeping. Off? Is he eating?
He's probably sleeping.
But why would you go there every time?
Dude, this guy is and you totally.
Can, you can see him.
Yeah, I know, but he's sleeping, but nobody can get to him.
I don't even know how he gets in there. Because
he's above the law.
You have to go on the ramp and do like a quick right. I don't know how
yeah,
you get up.
Yeah, and then he backs
in. I don't know, man. He's there at night. He's there during the day. Do you think it's one guy or multiple people? They're like, you want a spot.
Is it a man and a woman? Do you know?
I only see it at night.
Can you walk up there?
I just be like, what are you doing here?
Knock on the window.
Hey, it's Danish from Danish and O'Neill Investigative Reporting. What are you doing here?
I mean, they must get somebody that writes a ticket. Wait a second. Hold on. Is there anybody in this car, or is this one of those?
No, I looked today.
Is this one of those deep fake cop cars on the side of the highway?
I looked today because I always see it at night because I can't see. But today in the day, I saw there was a man at the seat.
You sure it wasn't a cutout? Because they also put dummies in cop cars.
Yeah, it's just the new Home Alone 2022 policing where they put cutouts and they move them around.
And then it just drive by and you go, you dirty rat.
So I don't know what's happening here, but something's amiss.
All right.
Something's going on.
I mean, how are you ever going to figure it out?
I don't know. I'm the public. If you have any information, why a policeman would do this sort
can
of
you,
thing.
Is there any way you can come up from like a ditch, throw a rock at the car, see if he comes out?
I should fake a breakdown right there and be like, I need help.
He'd like a nervous breakdown?
I'm off the clock. I can't help you. I'm over here.
My dick sucked.
What if he got out with a woman? I'd be like, okay, now I get it.
That'd be awesome.
Or he gets out with like a foot long sub or something. It's all over his uniform.
He's fucking it?
Yeah.
He's like, I've been.
Something's going on. I don't get why you would go to this particular spot that's oddly secluded on a fucking off ramp.
Maybe that's where people are street racing, dude.
Did you have to Tokyo drift to get any speed on this
thing? Maybe that's what people are using it for, drifting.
I've never seen anyone get a ticket there. He's always just sitting there doing nothing.
He's getting his dick wet.
He's maybe pulling over prostitutes.
He's pulling over, or he's picking up prostitutes and fucking them.
No, like, hey, you're under arrest.
Dude, then that guy's picking up a lot of prostitutes because this guy is there 50% of the time.
Maybe it's his girlfriend. But, I don't know.
This guy's butt fucking under the off ramp.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe he lives there. He's homeless.
He's like a troll.
He's a homeless policeman.
He's like, what was that? Bright? the cop show where they battle, like some of the cops are trolls.
Oh, yeah, with Will Smith.
Yeah, maybe it's a
maybe it's like Beverly Hills Cop, and they're like, don't work this case. And he's like, yeah, I won't. And he's over there like he's got fucking push pins and a dash.
Axel Foley is hanging out of there.
And his off time, he goes under the bridge to work on the case.
Why didn't they ever have an L.A. cop go investigate a death of their friend in Detroit?
That's a good point.
The role reversal.
Maybe I should wait in there, and then when he comes in, I'm like, I'm undercover. What are you doing here? I think it'd go well.
Here's what I don't understand about cops, especially undercover. How do you prove you're undercover when somebody busts you? You know, when you're like, hey, dude, I'm undercover. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Or, you know how many people probably just show up to people's houses and flash a badge and be like, let me in, I'm a cop. Yeah, I wouldn't like cops in my house. I don't know if they're real. I don't know what a real badge looks like.
What if they have a warrant?
Still, anyone can print a warrant off of a fucking...
So what do? You just shelter yourself in there?
I'm going to get my gun.
You're going to have a standoff?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to call the police when they get here.
Oh, you want uniform only. But you can fake that.
I don't trust anybody that comes to my door knocking on it, saying that they're anything.
What about the National Guard?
No. I have no idea what the fuck a National Guard uniform looks like. They don't even carry badges. If they drove a tank, then I'd be like, all right, this would be a little overboard if you weren't actually National Guard.
Steven Seagal once drove a tank. Didn't go that well.
Into some guy's house. Yeah, so I don't know.
Killed a lot of chickens and some dogs.
If cops showed up, knocked on your door and said, let me in, would you let them in at 2 a.m?
I mean, there's no reason for them to be there whatsoever.
Maybe somebody swatted you. I don't know.
2 a.m, probably not. At 1:30 a.m, yes.
1:45. 1:48?
That's the cutoff. Like, too late.
Dude, I wouldn't let anybody. I don't know what any of these... I don't know what an official badge looks like.
What are they wearing? They have a boombox? They're like, you're under arrest.
Yeah, well, they're in a police dancing. Uniform, and one guy has a boombox over his shoulder. The other guy looks like Rerun from What's Happening.
I got to figure this out. I was at the zoo yesterday.
Did you go to the bird exhibit?
It's closed. Well, the bird show is closed.
How often do you go to the zoo?
I go a lot. We have a pass, man. It's a good day waster for kids.
Do you have is there like a sub place you can go there and get it stamped? You finally get a free zoo.
Yeah, you get
sub?
A giraffe neck sub at the local
that would
stand.
Be. Dude, why don't they do that?
Giraffe meat?
You just have like the whole counter is the length of a giraffe neck.
They sell food there and it's like $80 for anything. You can bring as much food you want in, which so I don't get why anyone buys the food.
Why don't you get a dolly and put a refrigerator on it?
I see guys rolling coolers.
Do you?
Inside. I saw a guy yesterday. Dude, I saw something that was nearly extinct at the zoo yesterday. I can't believe it.
A panda.
Big Johnson t-shirt in the wild. In the year,
what was it?
2022.
Was a gorilla wearing it?
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
What did it say? Which Big Johnson?
It was a Big Johnson motorcycles. I didn't see the slogan. I couldn't get close enough.
It has to be something about like get ready to ride a big fat hog.
It was a younger dude who. I don't even know how he knew about it. He had like a bit of a mullet, a huge like country western style belt buckle. Very nice look.
Did he have a pistol in it?
The lady he was with looked like kind of like new school progressive. So I don't know if she understands what the shirt is all about.
This could have been an ironic outfit.
Like, look how stupid the shirt is. And I was like, you son of a bitch, you take the Big Johnson seriously. Show it some respect. Aaron, do you remember Big Johnson t-shirts?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember the Big Johnson in your pants?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Spencer's Gifts back in the day, the 90s, early 2000s? Yeah, it was a big staple there, the Big Johnson t-shirt.
Do you remember Co-Ed Naked?
No.
How old are you?
What? Yeah, what are you, 28?
No, I'm 39.
What?
Yeah, how do you know?
That's all right. Wait, were you raised ultra-religious?
No.
You weren't like a...
You don't remember Co-Ed Naked t-shirts? It would be like Co-Ed Naked baseball and then some stupid slogan about being naked and playing baseball.
No, I spent plenty of time at Spencer's, but I guess I just...
Yeah, Big Johnson. Maybe you look at those posters. Yeah. Looking at Pamela Anderson's big old boobies.
For sure, yeah, for sure.
Look at those 80s thongers that went up to the back of their shoulder blades.
Now, if you see a Spencer's now, or like...
I haven't seen... Where is there a Spencer's?
You go to a mall, the Glendale Galleria has one.
No, I've never seen one.
Dude, they're the size of like a fucking... office kiosk? Cubicle. Now they're tiny little stores, like a closet.
What do they possibly have you can't get that's better on the internet?
They got booby cups and hats and machines.
You can watch people fuck. You could do all kinds of things that you don't need anymore.
Almost as good as the Big Johnson shirt was. I saw
it. Wait, but you don't know the you don't remember the
I tried to take a picture
of
it.
Got to be something about riding a big fat hog.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah. Once you've ridden a Big Johnson hog.
Did you did you stop him and bow to the ground?
I said,
"You're a god to me.
Let me try that on." I said, "Have you ever heard of the Danish and O'Neill podcast or Beach Cops on Patreon?"
Yeah, said, you'll fit right in.
I saw two kids who linked up. It seems to be a common occurrence. It happened to me once, and I didn't like it. Because like once your kid befriends another kid at the zoo.
Oh, you linked up again? Another
link
up?
I just saw two kids, random kids. And one kid's mom's like, yeah, we got their number. And the kid's like, we have a play date? The other kid's like, yeah. And the other kid's parents agreed. And the one kid said to the other kid, we could have play dates, bro. I was like, what? We could have play dates, bro?
How old was the kid?
Like 9, 10?
It'd be better if he was like 17.
We could have a play date, bro. So there it is, a friendship. Mate, how do you know? Do you have to be like, where do you live? Because LA is such a huge fucking city.
Dude, I don't have kids. All I would say is, yeah, I got their number. Let's get the car. And hopefully they forget about it because I'm not going to call those fucking people.
Yeah, you're like, what's your number? Yeah.
I mean, you got to talk. Now, it's bad enough when you have to talk to strangers. Now, if you have kids, you have to talk to strangers just for the sheer fact that your kids want to play with each other.
But you may see them at the zoo again. Like, you didn't call. Oh, I think I took the number down wrong.
I would go there. I would be playing.
You'd go to another zoo. Go I'd to be San Diego.
Playing avoid the fucking weirdos that gave me their number is what I would do. Having kids would destroy my life just from the fact of that. I would never call any of these people.
It's a lot of random encounters, even without school. Aaron, you've probably not run into this because your child is young. Did people know you have a child? I don't want to ruin your spot.
No,
it's public.
Okay. I didn't know if chicks were sliding into your DM.
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know if you had other ladies who don't want to know the information. Have you run into other parents yet who you don't know?
Probably not. No.
Yeah,
no,
you're too young.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get it. Watch out.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell them you do for a living? You got to have a lie ready to go.
I'm kind of tired of going, do you know who Bill Burr is?
Oh, you got to say, do you guys know Punch Drunk Sports?
You ever heard of Sam Tripoli? You may want to look me up.
Have you ever seen Ari Shaffir getting his asshole bleached? I have. I was there.
Who hasn't?
Dude, yeah, it's tough. That's why I don't like answering any of these questions. So I will never have kids because I will just not do it. Just don't want to do it.
Those two kids are going to have a play date.
What
bro.
Do you tell people?
No one's really asked me what I do. I think one person did in my neighborhood because they're like, why are you always home? Like, they were like, what do you do? And I was like, right. And that was it. I just left it at that. And then I was like, what? And I was like, you know, just stuff. Like, kept it real vague.
Just tell me to do solo masturbation.
Ship novels.
Yeah.
Oh, like, ship novels.
I write erotic.
Who writes ship novels? What do you say? Is that a genre of novel?
Sure, yeah. Master and Commander?
I write erotic fiction. It would be better than if they looked up Beach Cops.
That's true. Is White Squall based on a movie or a book?
I don't know.
Who knows?
That would also be under the, what is it? Ship
novels.
This fucking guy's not a real thing. Ship novels. You know, one of my best novels I ever read was a ship novel.
You know that QAnon phrase comes from White Squall, right?
Which
one?
Let's go, Brandon.
No, the that's not where one of us goes, we all go, or something like that. That's from White Squall.
I'm going to say that's probably from about 120 different movies.
Is it White Squall about a white supremacist ship?
Probably.
That goes to a convention.
Yeah, some guy's like, so nobody knows how to sail.
Where one of us goes, the blacks don't. That's a big line. Don't cancel us. Eleanor Kerrigan, by the way, full disclosure to people out there watching and or listening.
Yeah.
Last 2 weeks, we've tried to get guests. But we tried to get Eleanor. She said she was leaving to go to Minnesota.
In our defense, there's only like three guests that we like.
We have like four people. Big Earl, he was going to do last week. I got to pick up my fiance at the airport. And then he said yes, but then canceled. And this week, can't do it. Let's try for the week. I'm going to ramp up some heel energy for the next week. So he's raring to go. So we may have Earl come in.
We could get a lot of guests, but really, honestly, only a few work for this show.
Yeah, we've had big names that ask us.
We're like, sorry,
we can't have you on. Bill Burr keeps asking and asking and asking.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you vibe with the show, man.
Take a hint. Theo Vaughn keeps begging.
Well, now that we have Aaron, we don't need anybody.
Brendan Schaub keeps hitting me up, hitting me up. It's like, dude, I like talking to you. I like texting. We're going to have a play date, bro, but... I don't know if you work on the show.
That'd be fucking great.
But Eleanor, I actually called her on the way here. She had some great, she's in Vegas right now with the Brian Holtzman. Yep. Some great stories from Holtzman on the road. Oh, Holtzman in Vegas is, I think, his natural element.
He was in Reno, but I don't picture him in Reno. That doesn't seem really like his
speed. Vegas, I think, is his town. And Holtzman, if you've ever been around Holtzman, he loves random. He's the anti-you. He loves random encounters.
Oh, that's what he lives for.
I guess in Skankfest, he was there this year, and Renazizi, a bunch of them were out to eat with him. And a family was taking a family picture, and he's like, I got to go over there. Goes over, insists on taking the picture, stayed at the table for like 20 minutes with his family that he just met.
He's the ultimate solo traveler. He can go anywhere in the world, and he's like, if you go to Thailand, you got to hit up my friend.
Yeah, some guy.
Yeah.
So he, I guess they went to a deli that Eleanor loves in Vegas. They're walking in, and they see a car with its trunk open, and Eleanor notices it's like there's golf clubs right there. And she's like, oh, man, that sucks. So she's like, let's talk to the maitre d' and just say, like, hey, someone's trunk.
Why don't they just close the trunk?
I don't know. I think they felt weird about it. I don't know. So Holtzman goes into the packed fucking eating area. I got an announcement to make. If you have a Mercedes out here, your trunk is open. And somebody goes, somebody looks and they go, oh, you mean the Honda? If you have a Honda out here. It was some old man's. And Holtzman goes, you want me to shut it for you, sir? And he went and shut the guy's trunk. Eleanor said him and the guy became like fast friends. She's like, I had to wait for like 30 minutes while he talked to this fucking old guy.
Me fucking guy. What a psycho. What a fucking psycho.
He's got show promotion down pat. All he has to do is walk into a packed diner or eating place.
Yeah.
And make a huge announcement.
I think it'd be more of a turnoff to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
I said, how do you dismount after, like, all right, everybody, thank you. I'm gonna go order my food now.
Oh, I don't think he cares.
She said the wait staff was staring at him like, who the fuck is this guy? She goes, Brian, if I had known you were to do that, I would have at least filmed it. Because it was. She's like, why didn't we? I said we were going to talk to the maitre d'. The maitre d's are shy. You know how they are. She's
like, what? Dude, is he autistic?
Who knows? Who knows? I think the spectrum doesn't.
Got to be.
He's beyond any measurement.
He's a separate disorder altogether.
He's in a new dimension.
Dude, that is. I can't even imagine going into a restaurant going, excuse me, all right.
She said it was packed, like a packed, packed eatery. This fucking guy walks in screaming with that pencil-thin mustache he's got. He's got a look to come in, hot, yelling about a fucking Mercedes. That isn't her Mercedes, apparently.
It's a Honda.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, that's a testament to the quality of Honda. They make a car so good. That they look like Mercedes.
So then every night I text Eleanor and say, gave me a picture of that Holtzman outfit. Some of these outfits. A night or two ago, he had regular khakis that like somebody would wear to church. Up top, a red like Mexican rodeo fucking cowboy shirt. Beautiful combination. Beautiful. Then the night after, he had like khakis. A fucking Guy Fieri style, like Vegas button down shirt, dice with flames. No. I couldn't believe it. She goes, she was watching his set, and you know, you've seen Holtzman. Sometimes he gets fucking wild with his hand gesture.
Yeah.
She's like, Brian, you have a hole under your right armpit in your shirt. He touches it. He goes, he had a huge, I didn't know I had a hole.
How do you get a hole?
I don't know. She's like, that's not a hole you fucking just keep. I didn't know it was there. It's not. I would have loved to see the next show where he couldn't use one of his arms just down by his side.
I can't. I would love to see a huge rip in that fucking face.
And it was the shirt was, I mean, it looked right out of the Guy Fieri catalog. Beautiful look.
Yeah, you might shop there at the Guy Fieri store in Vegas.
I hit Holtzman up, said, how's your gigs going? He sent me like the notes in your phone, like that page.
Yeah.
That, where he keeps a digital scoreboard of his say?
What did it say?
It said Holtzman 2, Laugh Factory 1. I said, keep that lead. Keep that lead on him.
Pretty good season.
I brought that up to Eleanor. She said he went up to her the other night. With your permission, I would like to put that down as a win. He needed verification. So it's an unbiased victory.
She gave it to him?
She gave
it. What was the real score? What was Eleanor's real score?
You'd have to ask her.
The actual official score.
Laugh Factory 8, Holtzman banned from Vegas. So if anybody wants the scorecard, hit up Holtzman. Oh, she said in the Jewish deli, he was handing out the fucking stickers to the old man. He's glad-handing people with the stickers.
They're there the whole week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to text him on Sunday, go, final score.
Oh, he'll get the memo. I'm sure he updates it right when he gets off stage. Unbelievable. What a strange, strange man.
He is a true classic.
I could see him just walking the strip during the day, talking to random. Where are you from?
When's his special coming out?
I don't know. Aaron may know.
Aaron, are you editing it?
No, I have no idea.
Aaron's in it. Aaron does the intro.
Aaron goes, and I love Brian Holtzman.
Here's the scorecard. He puts the scorecard before he performs. John Little's in Vegas trying to link up with them. Little and Holtzman in one town. Too dangerous.
No, they cancel each other out. Have you ever seen them talking?
What? It's
very calm. Like,
what are you thinking about stocks, Holtzman?
But they're all both kind of eyeing each other. It's like when mental illness meets mental illness. Sometimes it's explosive. Sometimes it actually counterbalances.
It's like when two wrestlers fight in the UFC and it just turns into a boxing match.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither of them wants to go to the ground.
I think Little sees Holtzman as inspiration. He's like, I just got to wait 15 more years. I can get a late resurgence.
Yeah, well, I hope that happens. I don't know if it's going to.
But there you go. The Las Vegas Holtzman Report. So far, he's up on the scorecard, but it's we got weekend shows coming up.
Weekend is with the real decision. Oh, yeah. That's Super Bowl time.
Those are Moneyball. Those count for two.
That's playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs. I'm just trying to do the Laugh Factory.
Dude, what is this animal at UFC 270 doing fucking with Don Fry, this moron?
Don Fry, if you don't know. Aaron, could you pull up a picture? Don Fry, F-R-Y-E, is that his name? Or F-R-Y?
F-R-Y-E, yeah.
He looks like Tom Selleck, beautiful mustache.
Yeah, if Tom Selleck was the fucking real badass.
Oh, like an old man. Yeah, Jack.
If he killed Higgins with his bare hands.
This guy fought in Japan for years.
Was it Yaka
Smirnoff?
No, the guy that he fought, the big Japanese buck. What was his name?
I don't know.
Yakamoto?
Yamasaki?
Yamahata? Something. The one where it was just...
No, I remember.
It was Fight of the Year.
The guy who looked like Big Bird.
I think it was like 2004 Fight of the Year.
So some fucking jamoke at a UFC card. I don't know what was said, but he was having... Don Fry won... Looks like a fucking old man that you don't fuck with. He's still jacked.
He's wearing a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat and a stash. You stay the fuck away.
He's big. He's 250 probably.
And somebody ran their mouth and he gave him a quick shot.
No, somebody started shit with him and like hit his hat. They bumped into each other.
Dude, if you bump into Don Fry, you give him the money in your wallet, you apologize, and you walk away.
You kiss his hand, and you stay bowed down while you back away.
He was on Big Earl's couch.
Look at this guy.
Dude, someone's going to fuck with this guy at a UFC fight card?
And that was how he was dressed at the UFC.
And I don't know what his mental state's like, but this guy was in some battles. I don't know if his brain's in the best shape.
No, of course not.
You don't fuck with this guy.
Dude, he did a fight where it was 10 minutes of them just hockey punching each other.
I think even the Diaz brothers would be polite to this guy if something went
down. Oh, dude, they love this guy. I guarantee you.
Probably base their
Yeah, I think he bumped his cowboy hat, and then the guy was like, you got a fucking problem, and Don Fry. Then somebody tries to break him up, and then Don Fry just throws like a straight arm punch to the guy's head.
It was like a fast right.
Flies off his head, almost knocked him out.
A little quick, short jab to the nose.
And I was like, dude,
his voice also.
I loved it.
He's like, you're Don Fry here. Real maniac. Hey, Don, it's Earl. Thanks for coming on. Hey, Earl, how you doing there?
Sorry. He did. He did his show.
Yeah.
Things got a little dark.
Yeah, I think so. Talked about maybe a violent childhood.
Listen to Inappropriate Earl, the Don Fry years.
Oh. I can't believe
he could. Can you imagine him having him here? I'd be so.
I would have security.
Aaron, security? He's not going to.
Is there security, Aaron, if we have guests who may get violent?
No.
No. So just you.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
What okay. do you carry for self-defense? Brass knuckles? Anything?
Currently nothing.
I think it's fists, fists, knees, and feet.
Is that
yeah.
Aaron's forearms. He's a trained weapon. Forearms, too. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bat out there, but he would have to run out into the main area.
Oh, that's typically what you want to do.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to hold run on. And get Time something.
Out. Time out.
I swear it's not a weapon. It's going to be have something where you can assault me better.
Well, it's like White Man Can't Jump, where the guy's like, I'm going to get my gun. He runs to his car, but everyone yeah. leaves.
Yeah.
So it didn't really work.
I would say, hold on a second. I need to go to the other room, get some lube so you can fuck up my ass
Whoa.
Better.
Whoa.
And then I would go get that.
I think Don Fry could entertain. He may entertain that.
He looks like that guy. I swear to God, I bet you could break a baseball bat over his head and he'd be like,
I didn't feel it.
You got two more strikes and then I'm going to hit you.
That bat better be worried about hitting my head. Don, wonder what he does. Does he work? You think he works? He work at like a local fishing shop? Dude,
what? Bait and tackle? The fuck would he do?
What's he do now? Is he the gym teacher? Like, what's he do for
what
work?
What kind of lures are you using? He kind of sounds like Carl from Sling Blade. I could see him do it. He kind of acts like
Do you think that, like, was he with other people at the UFC fight?
I could see Big totally
just
solo.
Alone.
I feel like everywhere
he with Holzman? Holzman and Don Fry? Hey, how you doing?
He left the he left his trunk open on his Honda.
I've been in a lot of fights. I'll do it for you. They'd start rolling together. Holzman with him. Holzman could start any fight he wanted. Don Fry would end it.
But Holzman never – well, I think he'd get in a few fights here and there.
Oh, you can get kind of – catch him on the wrong day. You can get mouthy.
Yeah, but it's – I think
– Good
only,
thing he's got
the only
Eleanor.
Man he really fought was Don Barris.
He's got Eleanor, best street fighter in the world.
No one's ever seen her fight.
She's ranked.
Yeah, in Philly?
She's
what's
ranked,
her rank? What's her score?
She's ranked in Street Fighter magazine.
I heard she fought somebody in the parking lot of the casino, and she asked Holtzman, was that a win?
The character Chun-Li in Street Fighter, they say, was based on Eleanor, some of her old Street Fight footage.
Oh, yeah.
From
also,
ring cameras.
What people don't know is that Chun-Li was from Philly.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, he was actually, I think that guy's Middle Eastern.
Who, Holtzman?
No, the guy from...
Don Fry?
No, wait. Who am I talking? Oh, the guy from Kickboxer. Kung Lee. Wait.
Kung Pao.
What, Kung what's his Pao, name in Kickboxer?
What's his fucking... Tung Po.
Tung Po is not Thai at all.
No.
No, he's yeah, he's Turkish.
What is, is he Turkish?
Yeah, Van Damme met him at Turkish baths.
Aaron's like, yeah, I know all about Tung Po.
Aaron's on the phone. Aaron's like, yep, credit card last three or 0107.
he's best friends with Van Damme.
Aaron is?
No, well, I wish. Do you know, like, was it Mao Lee? You bleed like Mao Lee.
Miley, I believe.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. She was originally supposed to play that role, but she was like 1 year old.
Dude, it's pretty crazy that it was... by the way, this movie was just like an action martial arts movie. This is like a violent rape. Then he's like, you bleed like after I raped her. And then they fight.
Kickboxing like, cool. was different back then. You can say so, that sort of stuff. They've cleaned up the sport. You can't dip your gloves in glue and put them in glass anymore.
Were you a big kickboxer fan, Aaron?
I'm more of a blood sport guy, but I've seen kickboxing.
Kerry on Twitter,
both.
He yeah, sure. started the argument of who, what's the better movie? What would you rather watch?
Look, I will say the story of Kickboxer is better.
I think I'd take Bloodsport.
The action of Bloodsport.
You got a young fucking Forrest Whitaker. You got a young Van Damme. You got Ogre, which I mean is great, and you got the boobies of what's his name, Bolo.
And you've got the boobies of the lady.
That's true.
You could see a little something.
Nah, not really.
You can't beat the chase scene.
No.
He just casually waits for the train to go
Dude,
by.
It's classic Van Damme physical comedy.
But I don't know, but the storyline.
It's like a silent film. He's doing his best Charlie Chaplin.
The storyline. The drunk dancing of Van Damme.
Yes.
In Kickboxer.
Is great.
It might be one of the best things he's ever done as an actor.
And it may be his most iconic.
He should have been nominated.
People see him, people start clapping and want him to do the dance.
If I saw him at a bar, I'd be like, hey, let's get fucked up.
And then I'd fight
like,
him.
Yeah, let's get fucked up.
I'd tip his hat off.
Dude, he would fuck you up under the table.
Under the table like he doesn't get tax
Dude,
money
you'd
from
be
it?
Doing shots, and he'd be doing shots and blowing rails and just be like, you're a pussy.
He'd be doing rails, skateboarding style. If you're ever out at a bar and you try to fight Van Damme and you lose and everyone taunts you for it, you may need some help. So you got to call BetterHelp. They're going to tell you how to get over losing the fight to Van Damme.
Yes.
And whatever else is bothering you.
Yeah, because what is therapy exactly?
Oh, I got an answer.
You did, what is it?
I don't know.
It's anything you want it to be. Well, so no, there is no answer.
There's
no answer at all.
You tricked me. If you need tools to help with motivation, depression, anxiety, battling your temper, stress, dealing with insecurity in relationships or at work, BetterHelp's got whatever you need.
Yeah, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better. Because you, Aaron,
yes,
you deserve to be happy. And guess what? You're also your greatest asset.
And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want. You don't have to dress up, put on a tuxedo. You can just do whatever you want.
It's also more affordable than in-person therapy. Start communicating in under 48 hours.
That's true.
So join millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Danish and O'Neill listeners, guess what? You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/DO101DANDO.
Again, that's BetterHelp, spelled the traditional way, HELP.com/DO. 101-DANDO.
I usually put an umlaut over the P.
Well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You'll get that wrong.
That's why every time I Google help, nothing comes up.
Well, you know where your mistake is. We got big news. Weird McConaughey sent me this.
Yeah.
Patrick's brother.
Who's Patrick McConaughey?
The actor's brother. Matthew's brother.
He does have a brother.
Rooster is this guy's name.
Yeah, but he's an actor too, isn't he?
Rooster?
You know, there's a third Wilson brother too.
Yeah, Bob.
No, he might be something like that.
Isn't it the guy on HBO, something Wilson? The guy does that show?
John Wilson?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah.
No, it's not a Wilson brother.
Well, he is a Wilson brother if he has siblings.
He could be an only child.
He could be.
We don't know what his background is.
So we got a Dog the Bounty Hunter update.
Ooh, I saw this.
And Dog's stepdaughter.
Yeah.
That's Beth Chapman, Dog's late wife.
It's her daughter.
Yes.
And so this means Dog can benefit from this.
He could, yeah.
Yeah.
Cicely Chapman. I don't know if any relation to Tracy. Not sure.
Yeah.
She's the eldest daughter of Beth Chapman.
How many kids do these motherfuckers have?
They had a lot. Dog adopted her. Says she started out on TV at age 11. Always healthy. Get on TV young.
Oh, she was one of these people from the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Viewers eventually saw her Sweet 16. I don't know if that made it to MTV.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I went to the Country Music Network.
Her high school graduation was on there. I sent a card for that. I was proud of her. And later, her bounty hunter training. I was not watching at that time.
Where is any of this? What channel is any of this taking place on?
CMT. You have to do DMT to see it. The latest update on her life path. The now 28-year-old announced, big news, ladies and gentlemen, she's on OnlyFans.
Yes.
Your mother would be proud.
Yes. You saw her Sweet 16. You saw her graduation. You saw her training. You can see her asshole.
This is the next step in the evolution. There she is.
Whoa. Jesus.
She's wearing a flower bikini on the bottom.
She looks like Beth. She's got those Beth Beavers.
The funny thing is, that's not like a rose. That's bougainvillea.
That's
what the fuck is
Aaron?
What is this guy doing?
Aaron,
the ornithologist.
The botanist.
What's an ornithologist?
He's a hornicologist.
Ornithologist, I think, is birds.
Oh, okay. Look at the bird expert over here. Yeah. Look at the big flower brain on Aaron.
Well, because we had this at my parents' house, and shit would always get in the pool.
Does it cause itches?
Oh, look at this guy. Oh,
dropping humble brag.
It always got in the second pool. The first pool was indoors, so we didn't have to worry about it.
I heard that causes major itching.
Dude,
good thing she's got it on her vagina.
Talking about the flowers in the pool.
He's like, my pool guy would hurt his back getting it out.
Oh, to wipe my nose. What are you saying? That she should have, is that a non-traditional sexual flower?
Sure, yeah, it's not a sexy flower. We probably have it outside the studio here.
Oh, you think she just grabbed it off like the neighbor's tree?
Yeah.
And then
she's just got into OnlyFans. You got to give her a chance to warm up. She's just starting, man.
Can I just say this? There is a rumor that Dog took these photos.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody did.
No, that's true.
Somebody definitely did. I don't know if there's any doubt.
This guy cracked the case.
Well, it could be. I guess she could be doing the timer on their phone. But I do think somebody took the pictures.
And rumor is it's Dog or Leland.
That wasn't the picture she posted, but there was a picture of her face. The picture she posted is just her from behind with a giant peach thing over her ass.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Look at Dog, dude.
He's never been prouder.
It says for Beth, and then a picture of her ass right next to it. Yeah. So it's like almost as if, dude, look at that outfit on Dog.
Beth and Leland are, Beth was not Leland's mother, right?
No.
Okay, so Leland could bang this chick.
He has.
Is that true? This is allegedly.
That's allegedly.
The views expressed by Jeff are not shared by the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
How tall is Dog? Because right there, he's not much taller than her. And I'm saying she's not a giant.
Oh, I think he's 5'6", probably.
He's a big guy.
Dude, so, look at that. Look at that peachy ass.
That's big.
Don't show DeWitt.
It's He'll luscious. His
fucking mind will blow
that's
up.
That's Sweet Georgia Brown town. I might have to check out her OnlyFans.
You want to dig in deep?
Cicely Chapman, man. See what she's up to. She could be talking about Dog on
Is that. She doing fucking or is she just doing...
Some of them do chats. I could be like, just be like, tell me about Dog. What's he like?
You going to pay money? And also, why don't you put this cucumber in your pussy?
Last year, Cicely Chapman, if you were scoring at home like Holtzman scores his sets, she called things off with her fiance, who she dated for several years. Apparently, there was some domestic abuse maybe going on there. Said she started out over him insulting the memory of her mom.
She wouldn't like us then.
Because I saw this. The cops were called. The guy alleged that she, I think, hit him and then bit him on the back.
Oh.
Yeah. So
they love that rough stuff. Nothing better than getting back at a boyfriend by just going on OnlyFans.
Cicely Chapman claims she's only seen Dog twice since her mom's passing.
Yeah, he's out there slaying that new...
But she said she would have gone to the wedding, but I don't know if she was invited.
He's slaying the new Tang.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are saying.
Francie Frayne is his new lady.
So is he happy? Is he proud? I mean, honestly...
I would hope he'd be proud.
Can I be honest with you? In the Dog, the Bounty Hunter family, this job is probably the most prestigious.
Better than bounty hunting.
Yeah. Did you hear somebody unzip something? This guy's watching the OnlyFans.
Thinking about that bougainvillea.
Did you hear it too?
I did hear it. Sorry.
Stand up. No, Aaron. Show me that your dick isn't out of your pants. We're talking about this lady.
Who knows? What's on your computer? What's on the computer right now?
Share your screen right now.
What if he's a huge Cicely Chapman fan and that was him signing up for the account? That was his wallet, his Velcro wallet opening to pay the bills.
You do not jerk it while I'm in the room. You do not jerk it. You wait till I leave?
It's late here at ATC. It's after hours. ATC After Dark with Aaron.
This what the, you just do a 12-hour solo show?
So good luck to Aaron checking out Cicely Chapman.
Oh, my God.
Fan.
I am kind of curious. I want to know if she's getting railed or
so
not.
So she took Dog's last name with Chapman.
I would say she's Chapman. The most successful Chapman there is.
I think going forward she will be.
Yeah.
Dude, she should look like Dog, like feather her hair, like just up her hair and her head like Dog, but then Beth on those big old boobies.
Dude, if I were a Chapman and I were in this family and I was a bounty hunter, I would just tell people, they'd be like, what do you do for a living? I'd be like, I'm on OnlyFans.
You'd be better off telling them you're on Beach Cops, the podcast.
Yeah. Here's the hierarchy. OnlyFans, Beach Cops, being a bounty hunter for Dog.
Let me see how many kids he has. I think it's double digits. Let's see here. 13.
God damn. That's just him, and then Beth had her own fucking brood.
Yeah.
Woo. Doggy. Literally, woo, Doggy the bounty hunter.
He's raw dog the bounty hunter.
Dude, that guy needs to.
Aaron, pull up Bonnie Chapman. Take a look at that. She might be falling.
Is this his ex-wife? Or his daughter.
She may be following.
Is this a Beth offspring?
Looks like it.
Because if you got those Beth beefers, you are definitely built for OnlyFans.
There is a resemblance in the chest area to Beth.
I just heard a squish.
He's like, hold on. I don't have both hands going here.
Are you okay, Aaron? Do you need some time? my God.
Yeah, there's definitely a resemblance.
Well, how about we see
this guy? Yeah,
let me get it. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you describe it to me? I'll draw it on this napkin here.
He's like, oh, there's a resemblance.
Hold on. It up to the camera.
Let me look at it a little longer just to prove that it may be still a resemblance. What do we got? Where is it? Come on.
Do you ever want to fight Jamie from the Joe Rogan Experience?
Nah. Who doesn't?
Do you? You guys are like rivals.
Aaron was up for that job.
Except Aaron doesn't jerk it.
What do you mean? He just was.
I mean, not. Well, I don't. I mean, Jamie.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
Both have women's names, so I don't know.
No, I don't. Okay. There you go.
Whoa! That yes. I see the resemblance.
I wasn't wrong.
Whoa. Yeah, those, I see the resemblance. As not long, so much in the face.
She lived, Beth lives on right
wow.
there.
Wow. Right, those are the ghost of Beth are in there. Holy cow. Man, those yeah. are some Beth old.
Those are some whoppers with cheese.
Jesus.
What would you even classify those as?
Did she, when she was like younger, did the, you know, the doctor measures your height? Do you measure the breast size? To be like, you're in the 99th percentile.
I just looked up her age just to make sure she wasn't like 12. She's 23. So we're
yeah, good. That chick's not 12.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. Dude, the hormones in this milk get making these boobies go off the charts.
It's the hormones in the bloodline.
Yeah.
That's not true. Milk blood.
Well, they got dog's tits and they got yeah, best tits.
He does have some droopers.
He's got some
but
dog
tits.
But
he got tits. Gynecolonostomy.
That's the way he brings it up all the time. Speaking of ailments, who sent me this? This is from Ben, old Benihana. Dude, this is a good picture on this one. This is New York Post. Conrado, never heard that name. Ramos Estrada.
Oh.
Long before COVID was wearing face masks. Why? Because this guy had what doctors call a dick nose.
Holy fuck.
Look at that penis for a nose.
Oh, fucking. And it looks, and the nostrils look like two nutsacks.
It's like the movie Roxanne with Steve Martin, if you're familiar with that, but without the big part of it. It's just the front part of the nose.
Man, dude, no fucking way.
It covers his mouth.
I would kill for that dick nose.
He can lick it easily with his tongue. It's right above his lips.
Dude, he's a shower dick nose.
Yes.
He's not a grower.
Dude, you look at the tip. Like, you can almost yeah. see the tip of the penis.
It's the balls of the nostrils.
Dude, his nose is bigger than people with micro penises. They would look at that and be jealous.
He's definitely fucked women with that nose. I mean, how would you not?
So this guy is 57-year-old painter Whoa. And construction worker. He had trouble eating and breathing. The nose was blocking the food.
No trouble fucking.
He preferred to cover the nose. He was so ashamed. He said people would stare at me. Children would ask their mothers what happened to me, and I'd get around it by using the face mask all the time. They're like, why does that guy have a huge boner under his face mask?
He said that if he got punched in the nose, it felt like he got kicked in the balls.
He could feel it down there. It was like G.I. Joe, those twins who could feel the other.
Dude, okay, if I'm a doctor, this guy comes in, I'm almost like, I can't do it. This is a work of art. This is a beautiful anomaly.
Be prepared to be disappointed. So the nose also caused breathing obstruction, snoring, and functionally speaking, it just got in the way. He said, it reached my lips. It's so good when it hits your lips, Will Ferrell. It reached my lips whenever I took a bite. When I ate, it would touch the spoon. This guy's nose was on the spoon.
Supposedly, too, when he would urinate out of it, some of it would drip on his chin. Have you ever seen anything
never,
like it?
Never seen
That's
it.
Fucking crazy.
One of a kind. Dude, he should have been in a circus. Why is he painting?
Yes.
He should paint with the nose.
Yes. He should should write letters.
He lives in New York. Go to Times Square.
Yeah.
Make money off this.
Do characters. Six Flags.
It made me think of this. I don't know if you guys remember the movie Teen Wolf.
Oh, what? Aaron, you're insulting us.
Dude, I own that shirt. Guess Jeff got me that shirt.
That is true. What are you looking at, Dick Nose? Yeah. Styles his shirt.
Wait, are you saying, oh, got it.
So he had a meet cute? Chance meeting with a surgeon, plastic surgeon named...
Chance meeting?
Dr. Thomas Romo. I don't know if he's related to Tony
he's
Romo.
Like, your dick nose is exquisite. I'd love to cut it off your face.
Let's give Tom a plug. He's the director of facial plastic reconstructive surgery at Lenox Hill Hospital.
Okay, quality Lenox place, Lewis. I think. Yeah, it's Lennox Lewis's chain of facial reconstruction hospitals.
Here's how these two met. This dude, Estrada, Dick Nose Estrada. By the way, there's no way people were his friends and like guys he painted with weren't giving him shit.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up at Romo's house to paint with a crew. And this fucking Romo's, look at that Dick Nose. You know what I could do to that thing?
You're
He's like, this is my opportunity to put myself on the map.
It really is. I heard his friends, you know when his friends used to flick each other in the pants? They just flicked him in the nose.
But dude, it'd be even worse if this guy is a tiny wiener. So he's got that huge schlong of a nose and then a tiny little dinky.
I mean, that thing, that was a good 4 inches. Yeah. When he gets excited, they say it could go up to 7.
Dr. Romo doesn't pull any punches. He said, this was a bad one, talking about the guy's nose. He said it appeared to be had a penis on his nose.
He said that?
Yes.
Why mix words?
He said it was a smoldering infection and it would have just kept going. This thing was going to grow.
Wait, it was an infection?
That's what he says.
Oh, this thing was growing? I would have seen how long it could get.
Dude, it was going to be 18 inches. This guy should be on OnlyFans sniffing assholes and stuff.
Dude, that guy would bank.
Yes. You just, Romo.
Team up with the Chapman girls.
You should sue Dr. Romo for lost income.
Dude, team up with the Chapman ladies.
Yes.
Get in there, titty fuck them.
With your nose.
He would die.
You could do one with the nose, one with the wiener. Barbecue spit.
Dude, they would have been great.
So, dude, this fucking Dr. Romo, he's looking out his window like a creep all day.
He's jerking it like Aaron.
He pulls him aside. He goes up to him. You know how fucking awkward that conversation would be? Hey, I couldn't help but notice that you got a huge dick nose. Well, guess what? I'm a surgeon.
What would be more?
He cut it off in his garage.
What's more awkward, that doctor going up or Holtzman sees this guy?
I could see you guys. I saw you guys talking. I want to be involved here.
Dude, you imagine him seeing a guy with a dick nose like that?
Well, can you smell with that thing?
I mean, I would think it's almost inappropriate. I would think you couldn't even walk around. You'd have to cover it.
And yeah, you'd have to wear a blur if he was on TV.
Yeah.
Couldn't show that. His nostrils are like the balls. He said he couldn't help. He said, I don't mind telling people what I think. Obviously not. You don't give a fuck. For years, this dude suffered his disfigured nose caused by rhinophyma?
Rhinopina.
That says people with this condition have thickened, pimpled, and pitted skin at the tip of the nose due to enlarged oil glands. Cause of conditions unknown, although it's been classified as a form of rosacea. I didn't know that.
Dick nose is formed by caused by rosacea?
Aaron, can you go? Actually, I don't. The side view of this is sensational.
He's got a profile pic?
I'm going to send you this link. Hold on. Hold on while Aaron and I do some side business.
Yeah. One in the pink, one in the link.
I can't believe this guy took it off after all these years.
This guy looks like he's like 60 years old. Why not?
Yeah, he's not young.
Why not just ride the bull till the end?
This dude said, I'd spent 6 years seeing doctors and skin specialists. Nothing would help. So this guy was going, he was trying to get it helped.
Did he try cold water, maybe to shrink it up?
He said he constantly had it in a cup up to his face.
What?
It says this condition's rare. It predominantly affects men because a woman, like, you can't have a dick nose. You don't have a penis.
Dude, I'm so scared now. I'm worried that I might get a dick nose. I wish you hadn't
you're
told
gonna
me
look
about
look in
this.
The mirror. You're like, I think my nose is growing.
I got to be honest with you. The government should have stepped in. And not allowed this to happen.
And made him a hero.
This guy's a treasure. Should have put him on the flag.
This condition usually begins to develop midlife, can grow unchecked in the absence of surgical intervention or family intervention. They're like, you can't help but notice you have a dick on your face.
Oh, God.
Here's side by side.
Oh, whoa!
Look at that, dude. It's also known as Gargamel nose.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the medical community.
Is that Gargamel or was it one of the dwarfs that
dude,
had...
Dude, that... Side picture.
What character is the cartoon with the giant floppy nose?
From the side, it almost looks like a testicle.
Yeah.
The nose, the bulbous part of his nose.
I mean, that dude, surgeon did a fantastic job.
That's the Brody Stevens bit. If you have, what is it? If you have a big nose, don't pierce it.
Yeah.
If you have nipple rings, show me. But this guy should have pierced that. No, you could have pierced that thing like 100 times.
Oh, dude, you could put a Prince Albert in it.
Cochrane.
I mean,
dude, this guy, they banned him from going to schools because they don't want kids to see the
dude. He should have had a consultation with us before he went and got a consultation with the doctor.
We would have never told him to take it off.
We would have celebrated him.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He would have been a hero on this show.
Yeah. I would have had...
Dick Nose Donnie, even though his name's not Donnie.
I would have had it airbrushed to look like a perfect penis.
They said, Dice, man, I'm going to call you Dick Nose.
You'd be like, real original, Dice.
Hey, Dice, you nailed it.
Has anybody ever called you that?
Dr. Romo was real hot and horny like Aaron a few minutes ago. He said, I hadn't seen a rhino fima in maybe 20 years.
Oh, he's like, he was loving it. Couldn't wait to get my hands on it. Yeah. Dude, when that guy was under, that guy was sucking it.
He's like, oh, let me kiss it.
Let me lick the tip.
Dr. Romo thought this has to be affecting his life. You think? There's a fucking penis on his nose, doctor.
The other reason he had to get surgery is because his nose had HPV.
He had nose warts. I said he thought this affected his relationship with other people and his ability to get work and his self-esteem. Oh,
get work?
Fairly obvious.
He's a painter. People are like, no, you're not painting my house. Not with that fucking nose.
Stay outside. He's not coming inside.
Can I use the bathroom?
No.
Fuck no. Get your dick nose out of here.
Use the big nose bathroom outside.
Dude, it's amazing what just a little extra on your nose.
A little extra. That's a lot extra.
Yeah, that's a lot. A few inches.
I mean, this is something we've never seen in a lot of years of life.
But I seriously wish he hadn't gotten rid of
it. Dude, if he wore the glasses and grew a mustache, people would be like, oh, great disguise. Dr. Romo's used to doing pro boner work through his Little Baby Face Foundation.
Little baby dick on your face.
He's got a little baby face, which is he dedicates that to providing surgery for children with facial deformities, which is nice, but the name is kind of weird, Little Baby Face. Got a little baby face. I'm gonna work on it.
I'd like to see an interview with this Romo guy because he seems like a real
like a character.
Seems like a real card.
Dude, he said not many people know how to fix this thing. Romo's really trying to put it out there. Like, you got a big old schlong nose. You come to me.
That dude looked like he had a regular nose.
I think
it was pretty amazing.
I think he's bucking for a TLC show for Dr. Penis Nose MD.
Oh, that would be great. Just how many penis noses are there in the world?
Maybe I don't know.
Seven?
Yeah, and then he's like, sorry, seven episodes, dude, we're out.
If you're listening only, the nose, okay, if you've ever seen Boogie Nights at the very end when Wahlberg pulls out that prosthetic hog,
yeah,
that's what it was hanging off this guy's face.
Yes,
my God, he could lick it. He could suck his own dick nose
easily. They said he was having trouble if he went to the beach, seagulls would land on the tip and just perch there.
Oh God,
they'd peck at his upper lip.
Oh,
dude. Estrada said, that's the guy, Eric Estrada's brother is the guy who has this nose. He said, Dr. Romo saw me and he gave me a hug. He said, I'm going to help you. This guy goes out to the paint crew.
He doesn't even
hugs the man.
He doesn't even ask if this is bothering him. He goes, I know, I already know it's bothering
Whispers in
him.
The ear, I'm going to help you. What if he loved it? You get off of me, you piece of shit. I love this nose.
Dude, doctors are so fucking weird sometimes. I'm going to help you, you son of a bitch.
Look at you.
You poor, disfigured fuck.
Look at, you guys all make fun of him, am I right? Come on. We've all done it. I'm doing it.
Did he at least get to keep the dick nose in a jar?
Yeah, he shows it. He keeps it around. He wears a necklace. Yeah,
okay. This is what I used to look like.
He keeps it in his wallet.
I heard that sometimes he misses it, so he had one made, and at night when he sleeps, he puts it on his face.
By the way, this is a big leap of faith to be painting a guy's house and then be like, yeah, I'll let you operate on me. We'll see what happens.
Dude, there's going
to
be a lot of people with disfigurements that get into house painting, hoping to God that they get a doctor's house.
Like, whose house are we painting? Not a doctor? Sorry, I don't want to paint there. It only took a few days and some forms, and Estrada's in the operating room. And now, since a month out since the surgery, he's back to work. He's back out there.
Is he banging? What's he doing? Is he getting
Dude, here's ladies? What. Listen to Romo fucking. This is like Aaron talking about his pool. Listen to Romo. He said it's not just the face, the shape of the face that's changed. You'd think he won an Olympic gold medal.
What?
His chest is out. The face is out. He's a smiley guy. I feel great for him. In the picture, he's not smiling.
You need to look like an Olympian.
He's like, look at this. Look at Phelps.
All
look at
Michael of
Phelps.
Me.
Look at fucking.
I did it.
Dr. Little Baby Face. Dr. Romo.
This guy definitely.
Who did it for you?
Look.
He sees him every morning. Who made you look like this?
If he helped that guy.
It was me.
He can have his ego as big as he wants.
He did pro bono,
too. Change that guy's life.
Did it for
life.
Free. But he's an Olympian.
I get a little crazy.
Dude, he's going to carry the torch in the next ceremony.
Did you see that? He was like, looks like a fucking movie star. Watch out, George Clooney. Estrada's in
I don't let my wife near Estrada.
He fucked my wife.
That's how handsome he is now. He's boning everybody's wives.
He's trying to go after my kids now.
He can't be stopped. He's an Olympic medalist.
Hey, I'm the one to blame. I did such a good fucking job.
According to Romo, confidence makes a better and more productive person in society. I'm doing everything I can to help my community. I want this community to flourish. He's like, look, society's not where we need it to be because the people have big noses.
Is there a picture of Romo?
Yeah.
Does Romo have plastic surgery himself? Does he have like big duck lips?
He has Botox. He's big fake tits.
Some of those guys get that shit.
So, yeah. Estrada said the reaction from loved ones has been enormous. He said, I believe God sent an angel to take care of me, and that's how I see Dr. Romo, his own angel.
Was he married or anything? Doesn't say?
No. Maybe he's on a dating site now.
Dude, if you know wherever you went, everyone was making fun of you behind your back.
Maybe to his. I mean, kids are brutal. They would ask about the young kids.
I'd be like, "What's that?" Being fascinated with it,
or running away.
Look, mommy, he has one on his.
Like Mel Gibson, the man with the what was it? The man with no face who hated Jews.
Yeah, is that what the full title was? Man that hated Jews.
I've never seen an actual dick nose. I didn't know it existed.
But now I'm glad.
The writer, Aaron's right. The writers of Teen Wolf were onto something.
Yeah,
it was a joke at this guy.
Man, I feel great for him, though, but I also feel sad for the world.
Is this Dr. Romo's best work, or does he still have stuff out there to do?
He's like, you should have seen this chick. She had a tit nose.
She had the biggest nipples, and I took him down.
She took him down the street.
She's like street level. She's like an Olympian now.
That's kind of weird. That's a weird description.
He's in New York, Dr. Romo. If you're in the New York area, or if you're just anywhere.
Dr. So this guy was in, New York City?
I think it's
Estrada
outside.
Was walking around.
Yeah.
All right. Let me put my balls under your lip. What a perfect match.
I'm looking at Romo. He's got a goatee. He does not appear to have plastic.
How old is he?
Subtle. Romo?
Yeah.
Looks to be 50s, maybe 60s.
I like his work.
It says his motto is, I'm going to make you an Olympic medalist.
I'm gonna make you look and feel like you just won the Olympics.
When you leave, he puts a medal around your neck. Congratulations.
Dude, the fucking China Winter Olympics, these dirty fucks. The International Olympic Committee, you fucking dirty fucks.
I got $80,000 riding on it.
I watch too much real sports.
You know the truth.
Because all they do is talk about the International Olympic Committee, and I fucking hate them.
Let's end on this. This is from Ben Glaze. I don't know if that was Ben before. There's a lot of Bens who hit us up.
Glaze your face.
There's an Instagram model who's alleging that she had sex with Drake. This all could be complete fabrication.
Okay.
Let's say for the sake of the show that it's not. They had sex, and she says, after the party, they went back to his hotel. They smoked weed for a bit. And he asked if she wanted to have sex. She said he was very intent on ensuring things were consensual, which is, if you're a famous figure, you may want to do that.
It's good.
Started with some foreplay, which is nice.
He's like, are you comfortable with this?
He rubbed and sucked her titties for a bit.
Are you comfortable with me rubbing and sucking
your
titties?
This is an article on Barstool Sports that said he rubbed and sucked her titties for a bit.
Titties.
Journalism, yes.
You read it on Barstool, though.
Yeah. He then went to the bathroom, came out with a condom on. He puts it on by himself.
Yeah, he doesn't want one that's going to be furnished by her.
She said he's about 7 inches, thick and cut.
That's not bad.
He's about that Estrada's nose size.
Yeah.
They fucked for about 20 minutes. He mostly hit it from the back, eventually came inside the condom, which is good details.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Immediately after, he went back into the bathroom to get rid of the condom. And then this is where things get a little crazy. Because according to this woman, she went to the bathroom to try to retrieve the used condom.
Oh, wait,
what? To try to get a hold of the sperm.
Okay, so she admitted to this.
That's what's going on here.
Fucking psycho. You know, you know what I do with my jizz after I come? I punch it. I beat the shit out of the jizz so it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, you're trying to damage it with your fist?
I ground and pound it.
Wow. That's interesting.
So this psycho goes into the bathroom.
Yes.
To fucking, she's like, I have a plan. What's she going to do? Reach her arm in the toilet? He's going to flush it, I would hope.
Well, she said she fished it out of the trash.
Oh, my God.
Untied it and put the opening into her, poured it into her vagina.
Jesus Christ.
But she said it started to feel immediate burning.
Oh, he sabotaged it.
He claims, she claims, this could, like I said, this could all be complete fiction, but it's fun to believe that it's true. She said he ran in, and he said that he poured a packet of hot sauce in there to kill the sperm. What does he carry? Fucking hot sauce?
What kind?
A fanny pack?
Is it Cholula? Yeah, or they're
doing
Tapatio.
Tapatio is doing a commercial.
Sponsored. Like, yeah, they're like, not only is it good on food,
kill your cum
for money. You hungry. And stop those gold diggers.
So she's threatening to sue Drake. She posted pictures of her burned vagina on Twitter.
By the way,
pics are going viral.
Who wants to be famous? You got to deal with this.
Yeah,
she's suing you for hot sauce and the condom.
That's a classic. It's like the banana in the tailpipe of the new generation.
Dude, can you imagine the humiliation with this? She's like, oh yeah, I was gonna try to fuck him over. And she's like, I have no qualms about admitting that. What a fucking lunatic.
Do you think, did he invent this move or did someone teach him this move?
Oh, he was taught by like Rick
some
James.
An old G, some like old rapper.
Yeah.
They're like, look.
Like Slick Rick fucking.
They're like, don't flush him. You gotta trick him. Teach him a lesson.
That's the thing. I don't get. Just flush him.
Yeah, why not flush it? They were in a hotel. Like, it's not your plumbing. Dude,
God damn, he dodged a bullet.
And can't he just pour it out into the toilet and flush
that? Some in there.
Can't you just throw it out the window? She's running around the downstairs looking for it. This article asks an interesting question. Is there any proof scientifically that hot sauce kills semen?
I don't think so, because she might still get pregnant.
Of a spicy child.
Oh, yeah.
Jalapeno. Yeah,
he's like, I don't want breast milk. I want jalapeno juice. Dude, if I were Drake, I would just open my window and I'd take a slingshot and I'd put the condom in there and just shoot it.
Can't he just hold on to it?
In his pocket.
Yeah, have a fanny pack.
He's like, I'm
going
to shove this in my own ass.
Dude, he has assistants. He can be like, take this condom and drive it across
town. He could flush it down the toilet. Even if you say, oh, it could clog the toilet. He has enough money to get a plumber.
Dude, an even better thing to do would be you have like 80 used condoms in there, and you're like, how badly do you want to play condom roulette? Oh, could be anybody's.
You know what you get? Your Biggest Loser friend.
Yeah, from the show Biggest Loser?
Yeah, and then you have him jizz in a fucking condom, and then you put that condom in there. And so when she's like, I'm pregnant, you're like, yeah, with this motherfucker's
baby. Then you go on Maury, cross promotion. You're like, it's not mine. Yeah,
dude, that would be a great scam.
It's a great punked new school. Whoa!
Jesus.
You almost fried the whole system. Man, Aaron didn't even. Did Aaron, did you see that, Aaron?
I did.
It's okay.
Aaron, have you ever done this? You ever do this trick in college?
The hot sauce and the condom?
Oh, no, no way.
Yeah, it's unorthodox.
Because Aaron reuses condoms, so he would be like, oh, it burns.
I wonder if this could be a staple of the hip-hop community.
He didn't invent this move, I guarantee it.
This is why a lot of hotels do put hot sauce in the nightstand right next to the Bible.
You always have it, yeah. Also, when you buy condoms from a liquor store, they're like, do you want hot sauce with those?
I drink so much hot sauce that I ejaculate hot sauce, so I don't even need... to do
it. You've got a flamethrower, dick. Dude, do you know what? I guarantee you this was invented by NBA players.
I don't know, but they get a little, some of them have gotten many women pregnant, so I don't know if they're adhering.
Well, I'm not saying they're all doing it, but so have a lot of rappers.
That's true.
A lot of famous people have.
Man, Jesus, to even think about, I've thought about this, and I'm complete, like, I'm just a regular guy. Like, hey, what if someone gets a little crazy?
Yeah, but can you imagine?
But this guy, this is constant fear.
Can you imagine how psycho somebody would have to be to want our sperm?
Yes.
Just a random hookup. Be like, I want these guys.
You
want
to ruin your own life? There's a woman who goes around. She did actually trap an NBA player. She's an older woman. And she goes around like talking about how she entraps men.
Oh,
like,
I've seen that. Yeah. She tells you how to do it.
Deion Sanders brought her in to talk to his college team about like how to avoid being trapped.
What is this? This is like the Wolf of Wall Street.
But it's like how to avoid me. It's like, you did it.
Who better than to tell you how to avoid it?
Maybe she's like, told Drake the hot sauce.
She's like, oh, you got to get that hot sauce or I'm going to get that jizz. Dude, that is scary.
What a wild world. If this is his life, that's a fuck. No wonder these celebrities have fucking breakdown. That's a tough lifestyle.
Did she think his cum was bloody? I mean, it would obviously change the color of it.
He uses clear.
Oh, he clear. He uses white hot sauce.
I think she was just in such a rush that.
How many Skullville was the one he used?
Well, they said now he's going to go on Hot Ones, and they're going to do Drake's cum sauce.
How does this lady, I mean, she must be just looking for the fame, because there's no lawsuit here.
Well, she threatened it. I don't know if she's going to do it.
What lawsuit? What legal standing would you possibly
have? They're
going
to go to Judge Steve Harvey's new show.
Civil lawsuit. Small claims court.
He's like, oh, I've done that. We've all done the hot sauce. Come on.
And then she'll be like, he'll be like, you're stupid. And then the execs will haul him in and be like, you can't.
It sounds like I almost said Bernie Sanders. It sounds like a Bernie Mac bit. Yeah, but you put the hot sauce in the condom. Like, what? Hot sauce in the condom? What are you talking about? You take the hot sauce and it kills your cum, kills your banana juice.
It does not. First of all, just dispose of it. You know what they need to make is a safe that goes next to your bed.
Well, they have safes in the hotel.
No, like a condom safe. You immediately take it off, put it in there. Nobody can get it.
Dude, you got to go to Shark Tank and you got to tell Mark Cuban.
I go, you're a rich guy. You like to fuck.
Yeah, you want to be trapped?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You take it off, you immediately, it sucks it right in. And if you put your finger in there, it bites you.
You know NBA players. They could benefit from this. The condom disposer.
Yeah, the condom sucker.
Or you call a number, they come to your room, pick it up, they take it off the premises.
They call it nut busters.
She was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he's like, oh, you're in for a treat.
He's like, go, have at it, bitch.
Does he video it? Like,
meanwhile,
laugh?
He just has a taco in his hand. He's putting hot sauce all over it. Like, go ahead.
Hop in. There's only one in there.
Jump in the water. Get in there.
You sign the paperwork. Says you're not going to sue me. He's like, do you consent to this relationship, and do you consent to being scalded on your vagina?
I mean, that's stupid.
It's a good test, though. It's a good test there for her loyalty if he wanted to go back. You're out.
That's like suing him because she went to his refrigerator and poured hot sauce on her pussy.
Yeah, no one forced her to do it. What do you mean? She's in the wrong.
He didn't do it.
It's inappropriate behavior.
It's nuts that she would go. That she would be vocal about this in the first place. By the way, she's screwing herself over from trapping some other well-known guy.
She is letting people know.
By the way, dudes are so stupid that they'll be like, oh, fuck her. She won't get me.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
I don't know if her identity has been revealed.
Just their pictures of her pussy.
She's on OnlyFans as the spicy vagina woman.
What a fucking life, man.
Yeah.
You can't even bang ladies.
No.
This is crazy.
Sad.
I know.
I didn't think I'd leave feeling sad for Drake, but I do.
I mean, I think he sucks.
He needs to settle down.
Yeah, with Miley. What's his that?
Miley Cyrus?
Millie Brown or whoever he was grooming, allegedly.
Bobby Millie
Brown.
Was
that Drake? The one where he's like, she's now dating. She's like 16.
She's dating Bon Jovi's son now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Jove.
Yeah.
Are they swimming over at Aaron's pool?
Was your pool in St. Louis, Aaron?
No, I'm from San Diego.
You're not even from St. Louis?
No.
Wait, why did you think it was
he's a huge St. Louis Cardinals
fan? Oh, yeah, but that doesn't matter. You know Aaron. He's also a fan of the fucking Oakland Bananas or whatever.
Savannah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Olympic-sized pool?
No, not at all.
At the Aaron Estate?
Not at all. Way bigger.
You have a slide?
No.
Diving board?
Yes.
Whoa!
I think diving boards are now banned.
They've been banned for a long time.
Couldn't get home insurance because of it.
Which is crazy.
So your dad is like, you know what? Fuck home insurance. We're going to let it ride.
Our son needs to dive off that board.
Dude, there's two homes in my neighborhood that still have diving boards, and it's crazy to see.
They have no insurance.
Yeah, they go, if you fall here, we're fucked.
Going off. All right, if you want to see Aaron's pool, we're going to post it online.
Yeah, if you're a diving board lover like the Aaron family.
Yeah, your family still own the house?
No.
Oh, so can we go to it as a show and say we want to see Aaron's old house?
If you want, I think a Border Patrol agent owns it now.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Highfalutin.
Man, Tijuana.
I think he sold it as well.
Who's the new owner, Aaron?
I don't know.
You know what? Did you have to take down the diving board before you sold it?
I don't think so.
He's got it hanging in his house on
your
the
dad
wall.
Goes, I will only sell you this house if you guarantee me that you will not take this diving board down.
It's a family heirloom.
Yeah.
Did you guys put the pool in or was there when you moved?
No, it was there when we moved in.
So the diving board started before Aaron's family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got to find the originator of this board.
Does it have a dive or a bounce counter on it? Like they're only good for so many bounces before they fucking break?
No.
They should do that.
I snapped one as a kid. It was not good.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
You snapped a diving board.
I snapped a board.
What was it made of? 2x4?
Well, I was a heavier gentleman in high school. I went full throttle and I just went into the water. I knew something was amiss. I looked behind me, just snapped in half.
It's like when you break the backboard in basketball.
It was my buddy's.
But the opposite cool of that.
It was my buddy's grandfather's house. They were out of town. And he was like, "What the fuck?" I said, "What do you mean, what the fuck? I just jumped on you. I should sue you for a faulty board."
But this is the best way to get out of a lawsuit.
He shamed me.
When somebody, "Hey, what are you doing, you fucking piece of shit?"
I was like, "What do you mean? You saw me. I jumped. I didn't do anything improper. I wasn't on like a ATV. I jumped on it. That's meant what it's for. That's what it's
Dude,
for.
That's why it needs a bounce counter."
Then years later, I saw the grandfather at, not my buddy, but we were friends with his cousin as well, at his cousin's wedding.
Did he stand up and give a toast?
He saw all of us together, and he's like, "Where's the fat kid who broke my diving board?" And I was like, "Oh, that was me, because I had lost some weight." And he's like, "Really? You look pretty good." And I was like, "All right, thanks. Good seeing you." Sorry about the diving board.
He's like, here's for your dick nose.
And he still obviously held a grudge about the diving board. I said, "You're lucky I didn't sue the shit out of you."
You could have easily. And they probably didn't have homeowners insurance because they wanted to
keep the diving
board.
If only I had known Aaron at the time, I would have known a lot more about flowers and a lot more about diving boards.
That's crazy that you broke a board.
Yeah, not many people can break boards in karate classes.
It must have been a real shitty board because those things are pretty goddamn sturdy.
I'm going to say it was really old. And it was in New England. Maybe the elements softened it up somehow.
That's true, too.
The cold, it freezes, and it gets hot, and then it... And they had sumo wrestlers come over there. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you hear a buzzing?
Yeah, it's Aaron jerking.
Are you farting in the mic?
It's Aaron's pager.
What are you doing back there?
I've never seen it's weird. Can you see him? Because I can't see him at all.
I can see the top of his head.
I can't see him at all.
And I can see his shoulder move.
It's very weird that I can't see him at all.
Oh, I see. I can see.
He's like looking. He should be in plain sight.
Yeah, you
can see us.
Can you have a clear desk? I'm going to have to request that from, I'll call Bill.
What if he's not even in here? We're just imagining. We're talking to nobody.
Sometimes I wonder about my life if that's actually true. Maybe I'm not even here.
All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to go swimming down in San Diego.
Yeah.
We'll be there in about 3 hours.
Fuck. We should have put the, how did they hit us up?
Yeah.
Email you?
Email me.
If you made it. By the way, not many people make it to the end. According to the analytics.
DanishTheMayor@gmail.com.
Yeah. Only deep fake experts.
Yeah. I'll put it on Twitter, too. All right. And we can talk about it on Beach Cups. All right, everybody. Take her, Sleazy. Goodbye.
Adios.
Danish O'Neill. They will steal Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed.